First of all, I would like to thank Thomas very much. He initiated and organized this symposium. Also invited all of us to give a presentation here. Today, I would like to talk about integrated soil crop system management. The aim of this management is to reduce environmental risk while increase the crop productivity and nutrient use efficiency in China. This presentation was prepared by some of my colleagues with me together. Mingsheng Fan is my colleague responsible for rice-based cropping system, and Weifeng Zhang is responsible for fertilizer production sector, work with the fertilizer industry together. Xinping Chen is responsible for wheat maize cropping system in North China Plain, and Rongfeng Jiang is mainly responsible for working together with the Ministry of Agriculture for technology transfer and also the training in the national scale and so on. Just to show that China, although it's a big country, but with the biggest population in the world, therefore the food security problem is the priority first in China since history, non-history. But today, with the increase of population in China, we have a little bit of decrease of urban population, but we have a total increase of the population in China. The food security problem is still very important political and social issues in China. All the agricultural scientists being asked to work multiple on the enhanced productivity, actually. Now we need to pay attention not only to productivity, but also to environment protection. Therefore, I would like to talk on the challenges and then the development of integrated soil cropping system management technology and with summary and perspective. This figure shows that it is a tremendous problem for China to produce enough food to meet the demand of China. You see, before 1998, in whole history, we suffer from the food shortage. Only in 1998, we could produce enough food, called that food self-sufficiency in 1998. Then we have a small change in the government policy. We got a new premier from Shanghai, Zhu Rongji. He said, we have enough to eat. Therefore, we do not need to produce so much. Therefore, we have a drops of the production in next years. Till 2003, about March or April, 70% of food stock had been consumed in China. Then the food security problem become real big issue for China. And government start to pay lots of attention to recover from production. Then the new government from Wen Jiabao and Hu Jintao spent lots of energy, lots of money, subsidy or remove taxes, which has been for 1,000 years in Chinese history, agricultural taxes and so on, to promote recovery of the productivity in China. Only last year, we get a bond harvester. We are able to reach the level of 98. But even though we cannot meet demand of the society, from this figure you can see it's really a big issue. You are not allowed to make any mistake. Otherwise, you will really suffer from a food security problem. If you see the last 30 years, the achievement in agriculture in China is tremendous. All this red column show the increment compared to 1978. In all sectors, actually, the increase is tremendous, especially farmers' income, milk and meat, eggs, increased tremendously. That is great achievement, not only for China, but also for world security. What was the reason for that rapid development in the last 30 years? The main political reason is institutional reform and agriculture development of agriculture technology, and also some contribution from market liberation. But if you see the change in the last 30 years, the most constructive change is high input, which has been demonstrated here in this figure. You see, this is land area, this green line, it decreased actually for cultivated land, but the increase of the grain production was mainly contributed by much rapidly increase of input like chemical fertilizer, plastic film, and other agricultural chemicals, and so on. Take one example, fertilizer. You see, 1980s, if we take 1980s as 100%, then 2008, the grain production increased 159%, and fertilizer consumption increased 300%. This is really a very big change in China, and China became the first fertilizer production and consumption country. Totally, China produce and consume more than 35% of world chemical fertilizer in the moment, mostly nitrogen as well as phosphor, potassium. Compared to the developed country, where the maximum fertilizer production and consumption reached in 1980s, mid of 1980s, then you experience drops of the fertilizer production and consumption, but substantial increase of grain production in your country. China has been increased the fertilizer, chemical fertilizer production since 1980s substantially, and even increase in next years. Therefore, the fertilizer overuse and misuse is a serious problem in intensive agriculture area. These photos show that farmers use nitrogen fertilizer surface broadcasting. They have a very long, more than 200 meters long field. By furrow irrigation, they broadcast the fertilizer first, then irrigate field. You have a flooding here, you have a gas losses in this side. Therefore, the efficiency of fertilizer use is null. With increase of the input of amount of fertilizer in the field, we have a substantial decrease of the fertilizer use efficiency in terms of PFP, that is per kilo fertilizer, how much kilo grain be produced. In last more than two decades, we experienced substantial decrease in China. The newest here is about less than 20 kilogram. In United States, you have about 70, 80 kilogram, but we only have 20 kilogram per kilogram nitrogen. Compare also to other countries like Philippines and with history, historical development in China, we now have very low agronomical efficiency. That is about 3 to 5 kilo grain of the rice production compared to optimal rate is about 20 kilogram. That is relative null. And compared with Japan, South Korea, we have almost the same level of the rice productivity but China consumes about 2 or 3 times more nitrogen fertilizer compared to Japan, South Korea. Therefore, the nutrification problem is a main concern in China, and also some international publications show that China have no intention to reduce their nitrogen use. In fact, they are firmly committed to increase it. You see, here fertilizer today, the deposition of nitrogen deposition, atmosphere deposition is about 20-30 kilograms per hectare annually. You will see how much is that in China in next several slides. Because of overuse of nitrogen fertilizer, we have tremendous acidification of soils in China. This is a new data we just submitted to science in the review that in the last 20 years, the pH on average in whole China decreased by 0.5 units from 98 to 2000. What is main contribute to this pH decrease? The main contribution is overuse of nitrogen fertilizer, especially in catch crops, vegetable, fruit trees, and so on. And the second factor is because of harvest of the crops, remove of the cation from a field. That two factors contribute to the large-scale acidification in cropland in China. Why we use so much fertilizer? The one reason, there are lots of reasons. One reason is because the soil quality of the China is very, very low. More than two-thirds of the arable land are actually marginal land. They are not suitable for grain production, actually. In order to feed so big a population, we have to use this land. Therefore, farmers use lots of fertilizer in order to produce enough food. Therefore, we raise the question, can we increase crop productivity without increasing the input of the fertilizer further and to increase the nutrient use efficiency, like in the United States and in China? We increase the fertilizer input very tremendously, but not very much increase of the crop productivity. We experience the substantial decrease of efficiency in China. We need to turn this back from less than 20 to around 40 or even 60 to your level. Therefore, we need new approach to solve the problem. We try to develop some technology. One technology we are working on in the moment is to develop integrated soil crop system management technology. Why soil crop system management? Firstly, we need to improve the soil quality. Professor Huang Yao has already shown that the improve the soil quality was the main contributor to the crop production in China. We summarized the data from last 3-4 decades in China. For winter wheat, you can see in 1980s, with the increase of nitrogen fertilizer, the crop productivity of the wheat increased, but reached the maxima soon in certain period of a certain amount of nitrogen fertilizer, but the total productivity is much lower than 90s and 2021 cycles. In new cycle, recently years, we have a high productivity, but this high productivity does not come from a high input of the fertilizer. It comes from improvement of the soil quality, actually. You see, here, the productivity without fertilizer increased tremendously in last decades. That is contribution from a soil quality improvement in last years. Also, we summarize the data from rice, maize, wheat that show that if you have a high productivity soil without fertilizer, you can obtain the higher yield if you give fertilizer. That means the fertile soil without fertilizer bring more increment of the yield if you fertilize this field in all rice, wheat, maize in whole China. And Huang Yao has already shown that the most area of China by intensive agriculture in the last 2 decades, the soil organic carbon density increased and crop productivity increased. And also the reason was because more than 10% contribution come from residue of the roots and root deposition. And more than 50% come from return the straw back into the field or return manure, organic manure back to the field. Therefore, for China, most important measure to improve the soil quality is to increase productivity, increase biomass in the field further, and return so much straw back into field, and to encourage the farmer to use more organic fertilizer in the field. There are lots of policy in the moment suggested by scientists to encourage the farmer to do all these activities to improve the soil quality in China. The principal tool is to have an integrated nutrient management. Integrated nutrient management mainly refer to give fertilization in the time of plant grows very fast. That means match soil plane to crop requirement spatially and temporally. Secondly, we have to take all the possible sources of nutrients into consideration. That was not the case before 80s because there was not much from environment. But nowadays, we have lots of nutrients from environment, from soil reservoir. We have to fully use of these resources and safe fertilizer, chemical fertilizer. Thirdly, to take all possible reduced nutrient losses measure into consideration. You see, farmer give too much fertilizer before sowing as a base fertilizer. That may inhibit plant growth, root growth as well as shoot growth. And also, you will have a very big density in early stage. Then you will suffer from early senescence and early diseases, pests, attack, and so on. You also experience very early senescence of roots in the soil. That will reduce the crop productivity further. Therefore, overuse of fertilizer, especially nitrogen fertilizer, reduce the productivity in Chinese agriculture, actually. I use these slides from David Parson. There are lots of sources of nutrients in the bags, in the environment, and so on. And atmosphere deposition in North China Plain, 80 to 90 kilograms per hectare per year. Very high. And in South China, Taihu Lakes, near Taihu Lakes, you may have deposition and nitrogen fixation in the paddy field, about more than 100 kilograms per hectare annually. That nutrients are very important nutrients for crop production. Therefore, you have to take that in consideration. And also in the last 30 years, by overuse of fertilizer, you have a large accumulation of nitrogen and other nutrients in the soil, especially in North China Plain, for example, a wheat maize field. In 1 meter soil per field, you may have 380 kilogram nitrogen, and more than 1,000 kilogram in the vegetable field, and 650 kilogram in the vegetable orchard, soils. As we publish our FIFA paper this year in Pinas, we give the data, our average in North China Plain, we have about more than 200 kilogram nitrogen nitrate in 1 meter soil profile. The reviewer did not believe. They said, impossible, you have so much. But we have more about that. You have to use that nutrients fully. Third principle is you need to increase crop productivity significantly. I say significantly, not only statistically significant. Some very experienced experts told me in China, if you are able to increase yield by 50 or 20%, you do not need to extend your technology. Farmers will adopt your technology by themselves. If your technology increase yield just less than 10%, you need to spend money to subsidize farmers to extend technology. Therefore, we need to increase productivity more than 50%. And more than two decades, we have been working intensively in China for integrated nutrient management. We are able to increase yield by 8 to 10%. But safe nitrogen fertilizer 40% decrease the nitrogen losses by 10 to 50%. This is tremendous contribution to development country of China, but the technology is very difficult to extend by farmer. We have to spend money to extend our technology. Therefore, we need new approach to increase the productivity further. What is new technology? For maize, for example, we are able to increase the crop productivity from 6 tons per hectare, this is average data from farmer's field, to about 14, more than 40 tons per hectare. And use less fertilizer, and the fertilizer use efficiency is reached the level of the United States. But what is the main technology in this high yield, high efficiency production system? Firstly, we need to increase the density of the maize. Farmer has a very low density. It's about 40,000 per hectare. And we have 70,000-80,000 per hectare. And the second technology is you have to have a better nutrient water management to support the large population of the crops. And you need better soil quality to support the larger population of the crops. What is problem for us? Problem is that in last 2-3 decades, our breeder working for high crop, less density with maize breeding. We do not have any variety in China which are high density resistance. The variety we use here is from U.S., some Monsanto company. And breeding program had made a mistake in last two, 3 decades in China. They have to come back again. And also, we have to pay attention to nutrients and soil management. That is experience to increase crop productivity and nutrient efficiency in China. Again, I would like to show that in correct management of the nutrients leads to the yield reduction in China. More fertilizer, more reduction of the productivity here, like a farmer's field. If you do not give base fertilizer, you have better growth in the field. You have less lodging, you have less diseases, pests, and sinuses. And in reality, the farmer, you see, this is the yield of new variety trial in North and North East China. You see, the breeder was very successful in the last 2-3 decades. They are able to reach more than 20 tons per hectare. The yield potential reach more than 20 tons. But our farmer can only realize about 60 tons of the yield of the maize. That means farmer cannot reach 50% of yield potential because of poor management, poor soil management, poor nutrient management, poor crop management. Government see breeding molecule biology is new tech, high tech. Crop management, soil management is old-fashioned science. They do not pay money for them. Therefore, we have these big gaps. Now the government really pay attention to this aspect. That's the reason we try to develop soil cropping system management, integrate soil cropping system management. The aim of this management is to realize high crop productivity, high efficiency of the nutrient water use, and also improve soil quality and environment quality at the same time. We spent 20 years to reduce input. Without reduction of the productivity, we reach this aim, but this is not attractive for farmer. And now we try to reach this aim to have 20% of yield and efficiency increase to develop technology for farmers to be used in large scale in this aim. And further on, we need to improve the soil quality. As Huang Yao showed that maybe till 2050, we still have chance to increase the soil carbon sequestration in the soil, to improve the productivity of the soil, and also improve the nutrient management and crop management to reach this aim by increase the crop yield and nutrient use efficiency by 30 to 50%. If we are able to reach this aim, we may able to reach the level of the United States and Europe for crop production and resources use efficiency and for environmental aspect. By summary, technologically, it's possible to do that. The problem is not really technology. We, by transfer and extend some of this technology in the national project of the soil testing fertilizer recommendation in the last 5 years, from 2005, about 200 counties conducted this extension program. And this year, government spent 1.5 billion Chinese yuan, covers about 2,600 counties for extend these technologies. This technology can reach the yield increase by 11% and nutrient use efficiency by 10%. This is a result for last 4 years. That means we can change the situation in China by current technology extension in China. Also, we have a recovery of the efficiency now 22, 23 kilogram. The lowest was less than 19 kilogram. We are able to increase that by 4 or 5 kilogram in last several years. That is tremendous contribution. You have to think we have about 50,000 million hectares, tons of fertilizer consumption, 50 million tons of fertilizer consumption in China. And the fertilizer consumption decreased in last 2 years. And we experienced increase of the crop production and nutrient use efficiency. This is tremendous contribution already, but it's too low. 22, 23 is still very low. We need to reach 40 or even 60, as in your country. If we are able to reach that level, we can save maybe 2/3 of the fertilizer in China. In last years, we are able to demonstrate in North China and South China, in wheat, maize, and rice system, that we are able to cut down nitrogen fertilization amount by 30-50%, reduce nitrogen losses tremendously without reduction of the crop productivity, or even increase the productivity in the field. This paper being published this January in PNAS, and in one of the long-term field experiment in suburb of Beijing, we able to demonstrate by increase 10% of yield crop yield, we can reduce nitrate leaching, ammonium emission, and N2O emission by about 30 to 90% in different cropping system. This is 10 years long-term monetary field experimental, about five hectares. We are able to demonstrate we can really to get benefits for productivity and environment. Therefore, since this year, we established a network on integrated soil crop system management to test this technology in North China, especially for spring maize production, and North China Plain for wheat maize production, and South China for rice wheat rotation or rice canola rotation production. This year, we established 18 large area demonstrations in China. We got very promising results working with farmers together, as well as ministry, working with Ministry of Agriculture together. We are able to reach the aim of the increased productivity and nutrient efficiency by 20% at the same time. The central government realized that the high input and high losses intensive agriculture system is not sustainable for China. Therefore, last year, the central government made a decision to develop so-called resource-safe and environment-friendly agriculture production system. There was no definition what is really resource-safe and environment-friendly agriculture system. But the central government said maybe agriculture sector could be an example for China to establish so-called resource-safe and environment-friendly society for China. We give the definition. For crop production, it is four wings system. Increase yield by 15-20%, increase nutrient water use efficiency, improve the soil quality, improve the environmental quality at the same time. If we can develop agriculture system which are able to get these four wings, that is really the ideal agriculture. This could be a chance for Chinese agriculture scientists in next decades. In June of this year, we published a paper with Peter Witosik jointly to compare the agriculture production system in West Kenya, in the Middle West, Mississippi area of United States, and North China Plain. In West Kenya, they have to use fertilizer to produce enough food. The experience of depletion of the nutrients from soil. In China, we give too much fertilizer, although we produce enough food for our nation, but we have a much surplus. The environmental pollution is a serious problem. In United States, You have been working on the balance of production and environment for more than 20, 30 years. In these regions, you are able to get balance in the cropping system, but you still have serious environment impact from agriculture system. China need to come to these states, and from these states, we have a long way to go to produce enough food, well, to have a friendly environment. This will be a task, not only for all of us, it is for whole society in next decades. I would like to thank Nature Science Foundation, Ministry of Agriculture, Ministry of Science for long-standing support of my group. I have a very big group actually working in different aspects of soil crop system. And also thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you, Huso. Excellent presentation. We have questions?
Very interesting presentation. I have a question about increasing the yield, because I think I understand in Northern China when you get two crops per year and you have only corn, so actually then you have been breeding to have a short growing season for corn, so it can grow. So I mean, your total production compared to the state you're producing yield, the corn and wheat breeding yield in 1 year, and here will be compared to 1 year of corn. So I mean, like, how do you try to increase the yields of short growing corn rotation to be as high in the U.S. integrated whole management?
Okay, very, very, very good question. I actually, this is also one area I'm looking for more collaboration with scientists abroad. We have much experience on nutrient management and soil management in the moment, but we really need more collaboration on crop integrated crop management. In North China Plain, yes, we have two harvests a year. The total productivity is around 12 to 15 tons. It's not lower, it's higher, actually. This is because of pressure of the food security problem in China. But in order to produce so much, we need lots of input, especially groundwater irrigation, to pump water from groundwater to irrigate winter wheat. Because during winter wheat growth period, we do not have rain. We need lots of irrigation. The groundwater table drops more than 1 meter a year in these regions. Therefore, the priority for this region is to, firstly, you cannot reduce the productivity. You have to have more than 12 or 50 tons annually. It doesn't matter if it's wheat or maize. Maize price is even better in the moment. And if you are able to produce more than 50 tons by one crop, by spring maize, that will be an ideal system. You do not need more irrigation. Then you can solve the water shortage problem, and you have enough grain production. Therefore, we do both. We try to produce high-yielding spring maize in North China Plain, but more than 50 tons a hectare annually. And secondly, we try to produce more wheat and maize in double cropping system by use so-called double later technology. That means later sowing of the wheat, but later harvest of maize. Later harvest of maize is because later sowing of the wheat is because we have more than 300 degrees centigrade warm in the winter now compared to early time because global warming. Therefore, you can delay the sowing of wheat by about 10 days. By delay wheat 10 days, you can increase your productivity. Harvest at the same time, you can get 10% of yield increase. By delaying harvest of the maize by 10 days, you can increase 20% of crop productivity by summer call. This is optimization of the double system, double cropping system in North China Plain. But this system still consumes too much water. Then we try to use the spring maize to replace double system. That's two trials. No, we do not have the water we use is for maybe 1,000 years later generation. We use their water, irrigate wheat in the moment.
Thank you also for sharing your great review. Personally, I feel very refreshed of that. Well, you raised this challenge at the beginning of the presentation. I cannot agree more on that. As a soil scientist, we always try to for the fertilizer contamination. We always try to first see where the crop stop or response to fertilizer addition. Second, we try to do the so-called economically optimization, okay? So-called economically optimized rate or EONR. In my opinion, the reason we are getting there in China in terms of the nitrogen solution is because what we did long time ago, maybe 20, maybe 30 years ago, for the nitrogen rate recommendation. For agriculture, it's not a one day of practice, it's not a one farmer's practice, it is a long term management that causes the problem we are facing now. In my opinion, in the future of either from now on, when we make the recommendations, we need to consider not only on the seasonal basis, but also, for example, 5 year, 10 year, maybe 20 year later, so that we can foresee from now what could be the consequences if we do this way or if we do another way. So that we can be prepared now, and also we have to optimize in the kind of in the instead of on seasonal basis. So this is kind of my comment on the change in the approach of optimization of the and the price cut.
Okay, thank you very much, Haisheng. Actually, Haisheng has been contributed very much for improvement of maize yield in North China Plain. We have been collaborating for many years together with the Nebraska group, with Akim Dobman, Kai Kassman, since 5-6 years already. This collaboration actually bring new idea, new technology for China in the moment. The Ministry of Agriculture extend the technology to increase the density of the maize in whole China in the moment since last year. You are right. I think your suggestion is very good. It's not easy to change farmers' custom. The custom of farmers, the method that they use is really come from 80s. By then, we have a very low fertility soil. Farmers need to give more fertilizer to produce more. But now we try to bring change to farmers. Formerly, I thought we need 30 years, 50 years to change them. But my experience last years show that you need 10 years. 10 years, you are able to change them. Nowadays, if you go to farmer will tell you, do not use too much fertilizer. At which stage, if you use too much, it's not good. You lost nutrients and so on. Then we have much experience with a farmer in China. 5 years ago was impossible. Farmer will told you doesn't matter. The cost of fertilizer is just less than 10% of my income. Doesn't matter. But nowadays he will tell you to save fertilizer. 10 years, you will change. Therefore, I think we are really, David said, we are optimistic. We have to be optimistic because you have changed that in your lifetime very much. Thank you very much for your comments.
You also talk about the bad practice. Yeah, my question is also related to this. I just wonder if the government make any regulation or laws to influence the farmers, especially the small farmers, to take the bad management practices, such as what you talked about in your presentation. For example, last year when I went to China, I saw the farmers, they burn the straw, the dry part of the plant, which is really bad for the air pollution or the nutrition loss. So my question is, do you know anything about the regulations from the government? So what do you expect?
Very good question. I have to see if you are in China, you always complain things change too slowly. And also you always complain that government does not pay attention to your suggestion and so on. But compared to other countries like India, like even like United States, I think Chinese government is ready to receive the suggestion in the moment, especially the current government. Personally, I'm responsible, I'm in charge in the moment to formulate the fertilizer law. The Ministry of Agriculture asked me to organize a very big group of people from industry, from businessmen, and from agriculture sector, from other sector, to give suggestion to such government to formulate fertilizer law in China. In this law, there will be many different regulations for fertilizer production, fertilizer application, and so on. We are just working on that in the moment. I think we are in the process to make progress. But as you know, you cannot expect change in one day. It's not easy. What we need is really to release more information and to educate. We call in China, you have to educate the leaders and government officials firstly, not farmers, not scientists. You have to educate them first, then educate scientists. The third one is farmer. Many scientists persist in their old knowledge. They do not change their mind. And governor is very, very persistent. Therefore, in last years, we try very intensively work with them together. We organize workshops, seminars, like Sino-UK project with David Paulson. We try to use all the new concepts like no carbon economy to calculate how much carbon can be saved if you save nitrogen fertilizer in China and so on, to really make awareness of the government officials, publics, to change the policy regulation and so on. I think we make progress, but we have to have patience to work with them together.
Another question.
We have been hearing overwood migration in China for a long time, and most of the time blame farmers not following instructions. They can't defend themselves here. But my brother is a farmer in China. I took a soil sample from his field, analyzing my lab. I used several recommendations from the United States, and also to buy extension price in China to make same recommendations. Same year ago, but their reputation is way more favorable than the United States. So besides that, we educate farmers to change their behavior. Do you think that there's a need for you guys to maybe reevaluate your recommendation, maybe in some case over-recommend it?
Very good question, Haiding. I hope you can do that for all farmers, not only for your father. And also I hope United States, your laboratory can work that for Chinese farmer. That will be also idea. Actually, we since 3 years, we've been asked by Ministry of Agriculture to release a guideline for nutrient management in different cropping system for whole China. Every year we release two guidelines for spring crops, for autumn and winter crops. That will be published by Ministry of Agriculture in the websites and also be released as a government order to every province and county government. Every province and county have to formulate according to our guideline to formulate their own in the regional level since 3 years already. We give some recommendation. My experience, our recommendation from a soil scientist, a plant nutritionist, is the lowest one, and an agronomist is the highest one. Then our vice minister, Chao An Wei, he take the middle one. What we released the middle one, he said he came from Jiangsu area, Jiangxi area, was governor in Jiangxi. He has experience with farmers and with agronomists. He said we cannot take the highest one, we cannot take the lowest from a soil scientist. You calculate too tight. Therefore, we just take a middle one. Therefore, the released guideline is the middle one, still high. Like in Jiangsu area, they recommended the nitrogen rate is still 80 to 20 kilogram per mu. That is still very high. We believe 60 kilogram is maximum, but we reduce 24 to 20 or 18. That is bigger progress already. In Shandong province, they recommended for wheat per mu is 24. This year, they reduced to 60 kilogram per mu. Tremendous progress. I think we need now to go to use soil testing guideline. But in the moment, maybe most efficient way is to reduce the total amount in the regional level to rational reach. That will be more effective.
Another question.
So have anyone in your group or other group in China have tried biofertilizer?
Very good question. There are millions companies produce biofertilizer in China. They all earn money, especially in the moment. There is this year there's a bigger subsidy program for soil quality improvement. 0.3 billion Chinese yuan subsidy initiated this project. More than 100 companies sell their product for rapid digestion or composting of the residual, crop residual. But personally, I never recommended that to farmer. The reason is because it's very difficult to control the quality. Our farmer have very small piece of land. If you recommend it to farmer to buy that fertilizer, they may not get effect. They may lost their money. And many companies, they produce wrong products. They just use very beautiful name, but sell rubbish. Therefore, personally, I'm a member of the Fertilizer Registration Committee in the Ministry of, also Professor Shi is also the member of the committee. We never recommended to use that for farmer. We evaluate by the committee, but not really recommended to farmer. The possibility is too high for farmer to make a mistake there.
One last question.
Your study has shown you use the soil testing for farmer. I don't think it's really making progress to use less fertilizer. So I want to point out that
So testing is actually a wild component of all how pharmacies use in the U.S. We now use the best management practice, and water measurement. You use the flooding, and you use it, and definitely for us, or leach much more. So it's a risk to use the one energy, property dependent standard integrated system.
I did not catch all of your question, but I think we did more than 100 farmers testing for two approach. One is to use average recommendation in the level, in the regional level. That means in North China Plain, in Shandong province, for example, we recommended about 10 to 12 kilograms per mu. That is about 50 to 150 to 180 kilogram nitrogen per hectare for winter wheat. This is average data for region. The second one is we go to every piece of field to make a soil and plant testing to correct the recommendation for farmer. The results show that by regional technology, we're able to reduce the farmer's nitrogen fertilizer amount from about 400 kilogram to about 200 kilogram, reduce 200 kilogram per hectare. If you can do intensive testing, you are able to reduce another 50 kilogram. By then, we made a suggestion to central government. First step, we have to adopt the regional technology, because by regional technology, it's easy for fertilizer company to produce compound fertilizer. We can work with fertilizer company together, then go to field to use compound fertilizer as base fertilizer, make a plant testing to adjust the top dressing by urea application. Then we can use plant testing, we can use sensing, like headings, technology, and so on. This is our recommendation to the central government. Therefore, I think in non-running, maybe China can adopt whole soil testing technology, but in the moment, in order to overcome the overuse problem, maybe regional approach will be enough, maybe more effective.
Okay, thank you very much.